Introducing the Heart Conviction Podcast with me as your host, Nina Palmer. Spirit-filled discussions, stories, and opinions from my time as a bondsman, pastor, and inmate on reality TV. Unapologetic conversations that will push boundaries, heal hearts, and hopefully add humor where it's been needed. We'll be facing hard truth topics with co-hosts and guests from the best to those society has outcast. Brace yourself because this isn't for the faint-hearted, but crafted to ignite, disrupt, and encourage. No topics too sacred, no heart too guarded. On church, relationships, society, pop culture, sexuality, our hearts, inner freedom, the fight between good and evil, travel, missions, incarceration, reform, love, hate, and the messy journey of pushing past spiritual comfort norms. It's hard being a human, and we're going to learn, grow, crack up, and hopefully renew our minds all at the same time. This might just make you question everything. Get ready for the unthinkable. This will not be your average podcast. Hard conversations start Monday, September 8th for the Heart Conviction Podcast, a Hopecast Network production.
Hey everybody, this is Ashley Arpel Steinbach, host of Locks of Laughs, Work Advice for Me, and of course, Movie Torture, aka I am the queen of the Hopecast Network. Or if you ask me, the queen bee. I hope you're all enjoying the amazing shows we have here on the Hopecast Network, and if you are, please don't forget to like and subscribe everywhere that you listen to or watch our podcasts.
This is the Hopecast Network, content that you actually want to listen to.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another episode of Movie Torture, where we watch bad movies so you don't have to. As always, we have our fearless leader, the GOAT of podcasting, Mr. Brad. We have our famous one button pusher, Mr. Producer Gary. We have the one liner that will make you question your life, one liner Troy.
Oh, he froze up.
Oh no.
One line at a time. Here, Hannah, and as always, we have MTD. What's up, everybody?
I'm laughing because right as the countdown was on, one liner goes, "So Hannah, you want to make a baby?" I mean, just like.
I did not hear that.
I'm like, why didn't you say that in the last video we just recorded? You didn't hear it, Gary?
No, I totally missed that.
He goes, "So Hannah, you want to make a baby?"
Oh, are you asking a second time?
That didn't happen.
Hey, Gary, turn the light on. It's good to see Gary in the light.
There we go.
PG's back. He's contractually obligated to be on the show one time a year. And he's made it his goal to be on this episode. He's got chicks to get to after this. That's the move.
Right.
We should start a comic. If I was a good an artist, we could do a comic book of one liner and Gary as friends living the dream and doing fun things together like John and Dean Solomon.
Gary, don't you draw Gary?
Well, do I draw it now? I can write. I can't draw.
Okay. I want to see that. Hannah, it's always good to have you on the show.
It's always good to be here.
Yeah. She brings it. She brings it every time. And again, we're in the month of July right now, and August is the month of Hannah. So, listeners, if you like Movie Torture, you are going to get a treat if Hannah is your favorite, like MTD. That's his favorite. It's the month of Hannah. And, yeah, maybe we should, Jacob, would it be good if we had Hannah join us for a few minutes to tee off one of her episodes?
I think smart. Yes, because I feel like I'm going to have to, like, defend myself.
I was going to say, she's going to defend herself.
Defend yourself. We've already got some amazing things to say. It's all compliments if you like backhanded.
It's all good.
Yeah,
it's all good.
It's the backhanded.
if you like the backhanded compliments, then you're going to be good. I mean, it's going to be amazing.
I can't wait.
So there will be new content before the episode, but do yourself a favor, like and subscribe, and listen to the best of Hannah in August, because She brings it in every episode. So all the episodes are going to be Hannah, certified Hannah Gold.
Certified Hannah Gold.
What if her last name was Gold? That would be amazing. Certified Hannah Gold.
Like Hannah Gold, Gold, double gold.
Rumpelstiltskin, y'all probably haven't seen that. There's a Disney show about all the fairy tale characters, and Rumpelstiltskin in this world is called Mr. Gold. So.
I didn't know you watched Disney stuff. I thought you were not a Disney person.
What? No, I love Disney stuff.
But you don't like Snow White. You didn't want to go see the Snow White movie.
No, because they ruined it. I like real Disney.
People were pretty
things,
mad about
not
that.
Woke Disney remakes.
Although I'm gonna bring up something that Jacob and I have discussed on the show.
Okay.
So I have a habit of getting movies, and I'll send Jacob a movie, and then Jacob will watch the movie, and I will never get around to watching it. That's what happens.
No. I watched the movie, and he'll be like, "Oh, how was it?" I'm like, "Oh, that was a crapper. It wasn't great." He's like, "Okay, I'm not watching."
That's what I do. So I sent him Sinners, which is everyone is saying, "Oh my gosh, you got to watch Sinners. You got to watch Sinners."
I don't want to watch it.
So we were looking forward to Sinners. We were like, "This is going to be a vampire movie. We're going to be so excited. It's going to be great." I sent it to him. I even paid on my site for the HD
Primo.
The Primo version. It was like $3 I paid for this movie.
Wow.
I put it in the drive.
You, Brad.
He was all out.
And Jacob, I call him and he tells me, oh man, we're going to go over this in something else we're going to do later, but off air. But he tells me about Sinners and he was like, well, it sucked. And I propose this question to him, First Lady. Oh yeah. Laura says Jacob is the royal taste tester of movies. I like that. I said to him, would you rather watch Sinners again or Snow White?
Snow White.
And he chose Snow White.
Why? No. Sinners was good.
What is wrong with you, one-liner? You're going down to no lines.
He's half-line now. You're half-line, Troy.
Keep it up. That movie was terrible.
I just thought about one-liner. That could be taken so many different ways, right? He's a one-liner, Troy. Oh. he's like, hello. Oh. Yeah. MTD. So I was having a conversation with MTD last week, and I was like, I think I'm changing the name of Work Advice for me because I want it to be a different – I want it to be like it normally is, but I want to change the name. And I did change the name. But I pitched this name to MTD, and I said, how about – The High and Bye Show, because you say hi and then you say bye in the show. It's funny. And MTD goes, no, it sounds like you smoke weed and you're bisexual. High and bye. And I'm like, you just ruined it for me. I can't do it.
Dang.
Yeah. You mean he saved you.
He saved
ruined it for you. He saved you. That would be terrible.
So if you like movie torture, then you'll like... coughed again. You will like Thank God It's Tuesday. Thank God It's Tuesday. That's the new title of Work Advice for me now. Thank God It's Tuesday. We are making Tuesdays great again. That's what we're doing. We already have a great Monday. You get a great Monday with movie torture. Now you get a great Tuesday with he's patting himself on the back. And then you get a great Wednesday with Jacob and Laura. You get them on TV torture. So we got you covered here at the Hopecast Network. And we've got a legend in Hannah. So thank you, Hannah, for all you do. We appreciate your free labor. We're like Nike, and you're like one of the young kids we put to work.
Oh, wow. Did y'all all coordinate wearing blue, too, and you left me out of that?
Oh, my gosh, we did, didn't we?
Hey, in my defense, I really pulled into my driveway from work and ran in and got logged on.
That's a power move there. I did the same thing. I pulled in. My father-in-law's here from Ohio, and I come in, and my wife picked him up. I said, hey, T-Man, gave him a hug. Said, I got to go record, and I walked downstairs. Oh, I asked Kristen, what are we eating for dinner? Because that's my first question every day. What's for dinner?
Dinner.
What's for dinner? So anyway, what movie are we doing?
We have the privilege, the honor, or maybe the torture of watching Who Is Harry Crumb.
MTD, What did this movie make, and what was the budget? And I will quick give you a synopsis. Harry Crumb, a.k.a., is played by John Candy, and this is our life together. He must be Crumbs. And he's a private eye who gets hired by a guy that's already knows what's happened and that's kidnapped. He's kidnapped a girl. He gets helped by the girl from Saul, figure it out. And at the end, he gets the girl back, and it's crazy. Couldn't find budget. MTD says movie made $10.9 million. Amazing.
That's sad.
That is so sad. This movie basically could just be titled Fat Fletch. That's really what it could be titled.
Yeah.
Fat Fletch.
It really could be.
I mean, he's just like Fletch, except he's fat, and which is funny, but it gets old after a while. How do we want to start this movie out, Jacob? Because it's got John Candy. It's got Annie Potts returning. She has been on this show before in Ghostbusters.
It's got an actor we no longer talk about because he's been canceled.
Oh, yeah. Jeffrey Jones, because he likes little boys. And we've got John Candy, who's returning. His last appearance on our show was Nothing But Trouble.
Trouble, yep.
So he's back in drag again. He just loves drag, man. I don't understand it.
All I'm going to say is once I seen that John Kramer's star pupil was in it, all I kept thinking about was just waiting for John Kramer to come out and help with this to get the girl back by killing everybody involved.
He's like, "Hello, Amanda. I need you to go see Harry Crumb." "What? What are you talking about?" And he's like, "Amanda, you need to play a game with this fat tub of lard." "What? I like lard." "He's fat, and he dresses in drag. He will make for a good person to torture." "He's going to torture everybody."
What's the problem with this movie? Like, you want to talk about a story. There was no story. Like, the storyline made no sense. There was no reason or rhyme behind the storyline. It starts off this girl's being kidnapped.
Okay. And you're like, okay. This movie threw me for a loop because I didn't know what to expect based off the title. Was not expecting mystery detective dude.
Who is Harry Crumb?
Like, it starts off, he's like, after the kidnapping, he's doing like a crime scene thing. He's trying to take pictures on like a window washing thing. And then he hands the pictures to the girl. And she's like, "That was me, you idiot." Like, he's not really good at his job.
I love how like demeaning she goes. She goes zero to demeaning really fast. She's like, "This isn't me. This is me, you idiot." And I'm like, "Oh my gosh, could you be a little nicer? Like, what if he had the barrel of a gun in his mouth before he walked in the room? Now you're just sitting over the edge."
But he's so dumb because he's like, "So you thought you could pull one over me, so you're the one that's really having the affair on your husband."
Yeah. But this movie is so lazy because they go back to that joke again.
They did.
They go back to the same old joke again. They don't create new jokes. They go back to the same, "You didn't look at the picture." But he's sitting there swinging. Like, I was watching that. I'm like, "Oh, my gosh, this fat guy on one of these. Like, that's going to snap, right? It's snapping." The hooks are like, "Kill me now! Kill me now!"
It's funny, in a previous movie we did, the brothers Solomon, they talk about being offensive. This movie was offensive when he was dressing up as the different like ethnicities and how he was acting.
What? I thought that was funny.
It was funny, but saying, if you're going to call something offensive, he was way more offensive in this
movie. Oh, he put on Indian face in this movie, didn't he? He did. "Hello!" I mean, it's like...
He's like, good. "Everything good.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was totally offensive in this movie. He was by far offensive. But John Candy's a legend. We say this every time we do a John Candy movie. We talked about John Candy. Hannah, this is your first Candy movie you've done with us, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's great. He's great. Like, he's so funny. It's so sad that he's dead. I have to say that.
It is. But what?
I'm losing it here. What if this was the first candy
Did
movie?
You choke you out or something?
I love it. Slight malfunction.
I just turned into the Sims. If this was your first candy movie you've ever seen, you've never seen John Candy act before, and this is your introduction to John Candy, I would never watch John Candy again.
No, I'm done. I'm like that. I'm using my Laura line. That's enough for me, dog.
It's just there's not. I mean, this it was. basically, go ahead.
Jeffrey Jones is definitely chewing up scenery in this movie. Like he is definitely like, you know, he's a bad guy from the start. There's no
mystery whatsoever.
You talking about the truant officer from, or the principal from Ferris Bueller?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I only know people by who they've played.
He was Ferris Bueller. He was the dad in Beetlejuice. He did a lot of things.
Yeah. But Annie Potts, I looked her up. I think she was only like 36 in this movie. She was young.
Okay.
I love her.
She's not good in this movie, though. I mean,
person in this movie.
Oh my gosh, everyone is terrible in this movie except Amanda and John Candy.
This is Amanda's startup. Before this is how, so she's so traumatized that her sister was kidnapped and she grew up in this very rich bad family, and that's how she ended up going to the bottom of the barrel and getting hooked on drugs, and how she ended up meeting John Kramer, and that's the first start of her Saul career.
Oh yeah, he's like, take that cocaine, Amanda. Oh yeah, now, snort that line. Yeah, I'm gonna get you. You're gonna be my trap.
Then she wakes up and then she's in the trap.
Amanda, would you like to play a game? I know you played many games with a fat private eye. Now I, John Kramer, I'm gonna teach you a lesson that the fat man couldn't teach you.
Of all the times that you have done that voice, Brett.
What?
We could create a whole story with all of the different times that you have used that voice. I really need this to happen. We need to piece it together.
We can do that.
There is one great laugh I had in this movie because it made me think of our one and only one-liner Troy. When they were at the racetrack and they had the little tiny jockey payphones, little mini payphones. I was like, oh, it's a Troy-sized payphone.
This is our second time having jockeys in the movie.
Yeah, maybe Fate is trying to tell one-liner he needs to get into the jockey business.
That's true.
Not jockeys like underwear, but like jockeys on horses. And he can like, you know. Oh, my God. MTV. That's disgusting.
That's why he wears khakis all the time to cover those deer tracks.
I like Harry Crumb.
What is
he's
say?
Got? He's got skid marks from Hannah's four wheeler.
Different skid marks, Brad.
One liner. Would you like to play a game, one liner?
If there ever was a chance for a baby, it is gone.
Just like that, kaboom.
Oh. Hannah, wanna have a baby?
Nope. That's a no for me, dog.
I want to get on my four wheeler and go far, far away.
So MTD and I. Okay, one liner. You work on Tuesday nights, right? That's your work night, right?
Yeah.
That's the only one? You couldn't support a family? How dare you ask me to make a baby?
That's his only work night. The rest of his life, he sits in his kitchen by a microphone waiting on us to log in. He's like, I need to log it in tonight. I'm checking it out.
I got
It's gonna
jobs.
Happen. It's gonna happen.
He's got like two jobs, Hannah. He works two jobs. But Troy, MTD and I were discussing this. if Hannah could only record on a Tuesday night, we feel like you're calling out of work that night.
call him out. He's quitting.
Take this job and shove it.
He's like, I need Tuesdays off. I quit.
I need Tuesdays. That's Hannah's night.
Oh, so Hannah wants to see me more?
No, I'm just saying if that's the only night.
Answer the question. Leave me out of it.
Tuesdays are spelled H A N N A H, boss. What are you doing, Troy? Are you one liner? Are you calling out of work?
One liners. He's speechless.
He's speechless. Welcome. He's got his deer tracks. He's got to clean up. But then
hit another deer.
I mean, I could.
Oh, MTD and I think you're calling out that night. If Hannah's like, guys, I got to record on Tuesday tonight, we think you're calling out. But if Ashley has to record on Tuesday night, we think you're not calling out. You're working. Mm.
What say you?
He's very quiet now.
Hannah's very persuasive.
Harry Klump solved the case.
I haven't said anything.
I knew you could solve the case, MTD.
So it's a
Harry Klump did it again.
Hello, Troy. You're in the Hannah trap now.
Oh. No. I'll let you out.
How do you spell? This is how we lure you in to do bad podcasts. How do you spell? He's like John Kramer goes. How do you spell Tuesday, Troy?
H A N N A H.
What say you, Gary? You watch this movie? Like, did you recognize the girl from Saw?
From Saw, no.
She was 19 at the time of this movie. By the way,
she's really young in this movie. She looks really young in this movie.
There was a point in this movie where I thought we were going to see a little hookup action with Crumb and her.
What?
No. It kind of felt that way.
Yeah. No.
Oh, it felt no. There was tension. There was tension at the end. Oh, my gosh.
He was being like a good big brother type.
He scoped her out at the end. He was like.
No, he did not. You're making that up.
Yeah, I'm not making it up.
When they were sitting there, they were on the roof. All of a sudden, can you feel the love tonight?
False advertising for this movie.
Hannah, when you go out with Troy, he's gonna have a boombox. He's gonna be like, can you feel the love tonight?
No, Lady and Tramp, it's spaghetti.
Oh, y'all eating spaghetti? He's serving her Chef Boyardee, though.
I'd have to, like, squat down.
Raviolis.
We need to put a shirt in the merch store. I need to put one on there. I need to create it. It says Tuesday is spelled H-A-N-N-A-H. I definitely need to do that.
No.
And I want Troy to buy one and wear it on the show. That's what we need. Tuesdays are spelled Hannah. I'm creating the shirt, Troy. It's happening.
All right.
Yeah. You don't like that shirt, Gary? Come on. That's a.
I'm not buying one
for you. It's for a very specific audience.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Gary, you did not ask.
One.
You did not ask Hannah. No, he buys them all, so nobody else has them. He doesn't want to see anyone else wearing them.
Oh, he goes broke and then has to.
He does. He's got a third job to support the.
It's Hannah habit. I've got a Hannah habit. I don't know what I'm going to do, guys. Oh, MTD says Troy will get a Hannah tattoo. Troy, if Hannah agreed to go on a date with you twice a week for a year.
No, I don't agree.
For six months. Would you get a Hannah? Like,
if she agrees to go on one date, would she get a
tattoo? No. If she goes on two dates with you in a month, and these dates have to equal 12 hours total. So 6 hours each day.
What kind of day is that?
What?
That's a long day.
That's like a long
day. You have no say in this, Hannah. Yeah. You're just being obligated to this commitment.
Would you get a Hannah tattoo?
Don't do it.
I don't know.
It's not worth
and
it.
She and she kissed you on the cheek.
Don't do it. It's not worth it.
Where would I get the tattoo?
It's got to be a neck tattoo.
A neck.
On the neck.
No. Tramp stamp. Tramp stamp. Right above your derriere.
right next to the deer stain.
Keep her right down there.
Elite.
So, nobody wants to imagine that.
Hannah, I'm game. Now it's your, are you game?
No. I thought he was going to say the word without the m at the end. Hannah, I'm game.
This pal just took a turn.
PG and one-liner. If you had one pitch for Hannah, what would your pitch look like? You get 30 seconds to pitch why Hannah should consider you.
No. Hold on a minute.
Because I'm funny.
I'm taking one liner out of this because you remember Hannah gave one liner Troy the opportunity to win some points,
and he blew it,
and he stayed dead silent.
Dead silent.
Okay, you got to talk. No, you got to talk, one liner. What would be your pitch?
If I can make
it. Why should Hannah want to take a drink?
What?
If I can make her.
Before you repeat that, I would like you to think long and hard about something that you should repeat.
Yeah, I don't think you should repeat that because if I heard that right, that's not a good sales pitch. Yeah,
no.
Hannah is a respected lady at the network. So. What would your pitch be for Hannah? It needs to be sweet.
I can make you some spaghetti.
Oh, that is sweet. Gary's like, what?
All right, Gary.
I love the condescending look that Gary's giving one liner right now. It's like I can do better than that in my sleep, one liner. Gary, what would be your pitch? We know you don't like Hannah, but if you did, what would be your pitch?
Pretend like I'm about to be your fifth wife.
Yeah. She's wife number five. She's signing up for the Gary experience.
I'm about to sign papers, but I have a thought.
You're already signing the papers, but I need a one-liner.
I'm having second thoughts. I need you to convince me.
It's got
to
be better than I will make you spaghetti or if you giggle, you would jiggle.
That's what you said?
Yes.
Troy, you're out of the running. I'm sorry. Gary wins by default.
Yeah. Gary, no. He's got to have a line. He doesn't win. No.
No.
It can't be that easy. We make the rules.
Sorry. So sorry.
No. Okay, Troy. No. You get 6 months of taking Hannah on one date a week.
Is this like a subscription now?
It's a Hannah subscription.
It's a subscription.
Like Netflix.
Yeah.
Okay.
Brad, you got to stop commodifying Hannah right now.
I know. Troy, you get quiet when it comes to the lines. I felt like the spaghetti line would have been a little. I feel like you could do better than spaghetti. MTD, better than spaghetti, right?
I feel like MTD could come up with a better line.
I could come up with 50 in 10 seconds better than how we get spaghetti. Hey, Hannah, you look tired. You've been running my mind all day. Oh, you must be Jamaican because you're making me crazy.
Or.
Did you take your dog to the vet today? Because these puppies are sick.
Or. Hey, Hannah, I heard you on a podcast. You're pretty funny.
Look at that! Even MT boom.
He would win.
Oh, I'm getting a new four wheeler. Let's go for a ride. Oh,
that's the winner.
I'll make you spaghetti.
I've got
Bean.
Chef Bundy.
Hello, Troy. I have you at this contraption because you offered to make the first lady spaghetti.
Isn't that hot?
She's not.
No. Spaghetti is nice. That's but you're gonna make me spaghetti. So what's the? I mean.
Well, you were gonna make Brad spaghetti. You were gonna do it for someone else.
Let's amore.
Welcome to my humble abode, Brad. I walk in and there's a big the door's locked behind me. It smells of formaldehyde. Oh my gosh, he's gassing people. Back to this movie. As we need to round this out because Jacob has
it all.
Yes.
We have a deadline. We can't say your line anymore, so we have a deadline.
Yeah, we have a deadline. But this movie is so hard to talk about because I don't understand it. It's just so dumb. And even when they're like riding in the car together and he hits a tree head on, he's dead, right? Like, there's no way Candy is surviving the head on to a tree.
They were going like 100 miles an hour. That's true.
He does have a lot of protection.
That's true.
Yeah,
he does. Yeah. But even at the airport scene, how is this guy getting a gun through security when John Candy just can't even? He's basically butt naked at this point, and they're like, beep, beep. He's like, "Oh, it's a metal plate in my head." Oh, that joke's old.
The whole crowd's like, "Oh."
Yeah, but the other guy's carrying a gun around the airport. He like pulls it out. Like he's like,
that is
he
does.
Like it's so dumb.
It's a story of rising from the ashes, you know, because by the end, John Candy's the president of the company. He gets one of his mystery busting dreams.
So where does he live at? Where is this? Is this California?
Yeah.
Harry Crumb?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The main offices in Hollywood.
Wait, yeah. So he's going to hitch a flight. He's going to go get on a Southwest airline to San Francisco, dress like Mimi from the Drew Carey Show.
Yeah. Yes.
Apparently, he's committed to the role, and I respect it.
You're sitting on the airplane beside this guy. You're definitely going, what in the world? I mean, we're talking late 80s. We're not talking now where everybody's a they, them. We're talking late 80s. Where people didn't do that. And you're looking at this fat guy with makeup on who had to have all this stuff. Why does he have a dress in his office?
He has every costume known to man. He has to be ready for any
He's
situation.
He's a master of disguise.
Indian would man. We have
like,
that's right.
Would we like to have seen a movie, Fletch versus Crumb? I actually think that would be pretty funny.
No.
You wouldn't?
I didn't want to see Crumb.
Yeah. I loved his costumes. Honestly, his costumes like made the movie not completely bad.
I like when he says, "My reputation precedes me; otherwise, I'd be late for all my appointments."
As soon as he said that, I was like, "That's me. That's me."
When she jumps into the garbage can, that was funny. There's just so much stupidity in this movie.
When he was stuck in the AC thingies. I was like, what air did they turn on that he's actually getting blown through these air
That
ducts?
Part was funny for the sense of when the guy catches the quarter and then he hears the big rumbling. He goes, "All right, come on, quarter." And then Candy comes popping out.
Yeah, that was funny. I watched this one on double speed and I still could, especially the first half. I was like, this feels so long. I'm sorry.
I pulled a Brad in this movie.
It's only an hour 25. It's only an hour 25.
It felt so long. I couldn't make it go any faster.
I pulled a Brad in this movie and fast forwarded through several parts. I was like, I got the gist of this.
There was a good thing in this movie, and that was the music, the soundtrack.
Yeah.
All the soundtracks were great.
Yeah, if that's all you got in this movie, it's just soundtracks, though. It's like, whatever, man. Jacob, Hannah, do you have any trivia on this movie?
Yes. So in the one scene where he's spying in the air ducts and he's trying to take pictures of the evil stepmom with the Elliot dude, and there's that movie playing in the background. You remember mm-hmm. that? That wasn't a real movie. They like filmed that movie to put into this movie. And in the credits, it was like movie, oh, TV man and TV woman. Their names didn't even get put into the credits of this movie.
Okay, wow. Interesting.
Yeah. There's, I can't say that word. So when Harry, when the dude is on the ceiling fan and it starts spinning around and the kid's trying to make it go faster by pulling the lever. In the movie, mm-hmm. when you look at what the lever says, he's actually pulling it towards the slow direction. But it was making it go faster. There was like little problems in this movie. Mics would be showing up in certain parts. You could see some of the like cast in different scenes. There were a lot of mistakes in this movie.
we also had the weird sister from Nothing But Trouble. His sister in the movie.
Yeah.
She was the detective in this one. And she played his sister in Nothing But Trouble. So there's yeah. that.
Yeah.
Real quick, before we go to Jacob's review, I have two movies for our game. And we're going to play this really fast. Type it in the message. Here we go. First movie, Flash Gordon from 1980. Wildly colorful, campy, fun, with a Killer Queen soundtrack and comic book energy, a cult classic.
That's it?
What is
it
called? Yeah. Flash Gordon from 1980. I'm going to go.
Oh.
I'm going to go 6.1. I'm going 6.1.
7.
MTD got a 6. Troy, what'd you go with?
5.7.
Okay. Flash Gordon is. Drum roll.
I don't have my soundboard anymore.
6.5.
Oh.
Did I beat MTD?
You prices ride them. Right.
Okay, last movie. Y'all know this movie. I've never seen this movie. Jacob, you might have seen it. From 1983, Al Pacino's intense performance, memorable quotes, and raw portrayal of ambition and excess, Scarface.
Oh,
I never saw that movie.
I've never seen it. I'm going to go 7.3.
Oh, how dare you? How dare you?
Oh, you went 7.2. I didn't even see that. I just typed it in.
Oh, the
7.6, 7.4. Oh my gosh! I hope it's a 5 and we all lose. Scarface 8.3.
Oh.
One-liner.
One-liner.
I got a point.
Jacob. You got a point. Bad reviews? I know there's got to be a bad review.
Yeah, this one says, unbelievably hard to watch. This one says, I remember loving this movie as a kid, but it turns out kids have terrible taste in movies. And then there's just some like 1 star for Annie Potts. Who's John Candy's manager? It's just a lot of the same ones. Just bad. Very bad. I can't type bad enough. It's so bad that it's bad. It's just so very bad.
Wow. Felt strongly about that one.
I have one from Brianna Hill. I feel like I've seen that name before on here. March 24th, 2025, year of our Lord. Oh my God. She typed 5 stars. Husband loved it. Her husband must be mentally challenged. Just saying. This one's a funny one. This is from Music Man, May 23rd, 2024. I often wonder why this movie didn't do well at the box office. It was set up at the end for a sequel. Well, this movie is funny, and that's due to John Candy's humor. Every moment of this movie is enjoyable. Sit back and get ready to laugh.
I sat back. I waited for the laugh.
Yeah, there was not.
An hour, 25 minutes.
PG, you saw half the movie. Movie torture, movie gold.
I don't need to finish it. I'm good. It seems, yeah, me. Torture.
Okay. First Lady, movie torture, movie gold. Oh my gosh.
I guess I'll have to go movie torture because I wouldn't ever watch it again. There were a lot of parts that made me laugh, though, so that would be the only thing that would make me question, but I would never watch this again, so I'll go movie torture.
I thought you were about to say movie bronze. I'd be like, are you serious? Jacob.
I was considering.
No. Movie torture, movie gold.
This one was a silver for me. I'm just kidding. It was absolute torture. It was absolute torture.
This movie ranks, again, this is near Joker 2 level for me.
Yeah, like, it is absolute garbage.
I'm a John Candy fan, and there's a reason why I went 45 years and never seen this movie. It is horrible. It is. I would rather watch Sharknado. I would rather watch Cocaine Shark. I'd rather watch...
Wow.
I'd almost rather watch that J-Lo movie that I don't like over this. This is so stupid. I'm just disappointed. Like, it was terrible. I was bored for an hour 25. It felt like 2 hours 50.
It was felt so bad. So long.
Yes.
I'm like, we got 50 minutes left of this crappy movie? There's no way. Anyway, what a show, guys. First Lady, awesome time. Thank you. I love hearing one line of pitch. He'll make you spaghetti.
No.
Producer Gary, always good seeing you. You know, it's great. You got to come back. For one liner, for producer Gary, for the First Lady, for Jacob, for MTD and his bad choices, and his favorite Hannah, which should be me. My name is Brad. We will see you next time on Movie Torture.